The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 34 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Talk Radio here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. And we will talk today about what you want to talk about, things around your home. You got through the first big freeze, wasn't big freeze. But, you know, a lot of people are uncomfortable. A lot of people were nervous because of last year and that big freeze we had. And I know we'll probably get another few freezes, but I don't think we're anything like we did. That was so rare. I've lived in Houston so long, and that's just, that was the coldest weather, I think, in 36 years of me living in this part of the country. And that's over half of my life. So I guess Houston's my home. I kind of think y'all adopted me. I don't have a choice. I kind of like it too, by the way. Call me 281-833-3333 and I can help you with your home improvements, because that's what I do and that's what I've been doing here and at other stations too. At one time, the show was all over the state of Texas, and as well as into other parts of the country. And that was all good and fine. And I know everybody wants to become a big millionaire and be a syndicated radio talk show host. And there's a few that can, not as many as they used to be. There used to be a lot more that could. But I just like doing it at my home. And that's what Houston's all about. So I want to stay in Texas. I want to keep doing this and do it as long as I can and hopefully help you get through the rigors and the arduousness of home ownership, because it can be. But at the same time, it's the American dream, and it's not a bad dream. There are people in this world that don't have homes, even in our own country, but all over the world, or the homes they have are not very good, is what we would consider a home. So I feel lucky that you're here. Even people who don't have a great home here have a better home than most in other countries, believe me. 281-833-3333, and if you want a bigger and better home, just got to work harder, make more money, and buy one. It's really that simple. But what I kind of like, and we're getting a lot of questions, by the way, about the tiny home. There's something to be said about a nice, tiny, compact, organized, not too worrisome on your life home. I think it's kind of a clever idea. I could see as people get older, that's all they need. I could see when people are young and just starting out, that's all they need. Of course, if you're raising a big, huge family, then you'd have to have a multitude of tiny homes, which will just add up to a big home anyway. But then as people leave, I always thought about designing homes where it was like in pods. And as people leave, you could rent it out, kind of like a motel. Oh, really? Motel 8. But anyway, there's ways to handle this. If you get someone with a good imagination, there's all kinds of ways to live your life. But there are similarities. You still have windows, you still have doors, you still have plumbing, you still have toilets, you still have to air condition and heat in most cases. People want that. They want that luxury. You still have some kind of alternative energy involved with the home. There's a lot of different things. And so that's what we talk about here, because the similarities will run through no matter if you're converting a shipping container into a home, creating a small, tiny home for yourself, or, of course, building a great big 7,000-square-foot Texas mansion, as they say, and dealing with it that way, or maybe even a barn dominium. You can go to Mueller Steel Buildings for that. All right, call me, 281-833-3333. But we're going to start the show off talking about water, because all homes have water coming into them. I don't know of a home in the United States that doesn't have running water. I don't think there is. I don't think there is a habitable home people are living in. Now, I know you guys might have some cabins and stuff where you go hunting and things. Those don't count. Okay, that's a whole different lifestyle. That's like living in a boathouse. You know, you hook up the hose and you have a little bit of running water. But when it comes to good quality water at your home, you need to take care of it with softeners, filter systems, different types of equipment, depending on what your problems could be. Could it be rust? Could it be hardness? Of course, chemicals in the water for drinking and for cooking. So you have to have somewhere to go to talk to people about the quality of your water. I've got the perfect place. It's Aquatex. Aquatex here in the Houston area, they have the Kinetico line of water softeners, filters, and anything else you can imagine that if you have a problem. Now, the problems are pretty consistent in different parts of the country. Here, sediment isn't a big issue. In some areas, now in some areas it is. So it depends where you live. And if it is, you might need a sediment filter. People talk about whole house filters. That's usually what a sediment filter would be. Filtering the sediment out before it gets into the plumbing, into the water conditioner, into the water filters, because it's just big particles that you don't want to just muck up all your faucets and shower heads and things like that. Then you get into the smaller, more microscopic stuff, I guess you might say, like fungicides and pesticides and chemicals and pharmaceuticals. You don't want to be drinking that every day. You take enough of that on your own. You don't need to. I always make, you know, fun. You have conversations with people about alcohol and cigarettes and you know, all these different things that people will put in their bodies. Well, if you're going to poison yourself, at least you should pick your poison. You shouldn't just have it coming through the water, the water faucet, and drinking it and don't even realize what you're doing, or giving it to people and say, here's a glass of water, and they think they're getting water, and they're getting a lot more that they don't want. So think about it that way. Protect the people around you by calling Aquatex at 281-331-7777. Bottom line, in the Houston area, usually it's a water conditioner to get rid of the hardness. The Kinetico line of water conditioners are the best I've ever used. They use very little salt. You have to use the salt to do the exchange. It's just the way it is. They wash themselves when they do regenerate in soft water, and they also don't use any electricity. So they run all the time, power or not. And then, of course, the K5 drinking water station, which I just changed my post and pre-filter. And I was sitting on the floor in front of my kitchen cabinet changing those two filters the other day. Debbie over at Aquatex sent them over to me. I just kept thinking how easy it was compared to the old systems I used to have. It's just really well engineered. So every time I have to change those filters, maybe every year and a half, I always am impressed. Just totally impressed about the ease of you taking care of it, because you still have to maintain them and take care of anything, any kind of system you have to. And you always have a phone call away for help when you call Aquatex at 281-331-7777.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards, a certified home show pro.
Abacus Plumbing. Finally, plumbing professionals you can count on.
Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. Home of the lifetime warranty.
Lord's Chimney. Your chimney and fireplace solution.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And here we go, just continuing on with Home Show Radio. Of course, I'm Tom Tynan. Call me. 281-833-3333. It's our new number for the year. We got a new phone system, so they tried to get clever. Lots of threes. Eight and all threes. Just go 3333 until it starts to ring. It's fine. But stop it when it starts to ring, because if they pick it up and you're still going 333, it's going to be really annoying to them, and they probably won't try to talk over it. All right, let's talk to David. David, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I like that new phone number. It's easier to remember.
Yes, it is. Harder to say, though. Easier to remember.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think you might have answered my question while I was in the process of calling in. I had a new water heater put in, and the old one lasted 17 years. I never cleaned it out, drained it and cleaned it out or whatever. So I thought that was pretty good to get 17 years out of it.
Yes.
But the plumber told me that this new one, you have to drain it and get the sediment out of there and everything. You can't, Can you think of a reason why you'd have to do it? Or
no, you don't have to.
A lot of hassle.
You don't have to. Did he tell you why you have to? When people say you have to and they don't tell you why, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Okay, well, if he had a really good reason that he didn't tell us, he didn't share it with you, or he didn't share it with me, then I really don't put a lot of, credence on behind the reason why. Now, they recommend that you do. That's only so what they do is people don't drain them every 2 to 5 months like they recommend. So the warranty supposedly goes out of effect if it's a issue with that. And that's on purpose because they know people aren't going to do it. If he was trying to sell you a service that he would come out and drain it every 6 months, if you wanted to pay, you could. I would not pay for that.
Yep.
I don't think that's something that I would pay for. I don't pay for extended warranties of any kind. So I think that's a waste of people's money. But as far as that goes, that would be a reason that if he was telling you, oh, we have a service contract we can sell you, that would be a reason to me. Not the reason to buy it, but at least he's giving me a reason why he's trying to sell it to me.
Well, he didn't try to sell me a service contract, but he did say, call us back in a year. Well, who's going to call back in a year on a water heater? So,
well, and I can tell you this. And I don't blame him. And he wants to take care of you. You're his client. I'm sure it's well founded that he wants your water heater to be in good shape, whether it'll last 17 years. You did great without a water softener. But the average life of a water heater in Houston, I'm going to say gas because that's what I'm more familiar with as far as my personal use, is going to be around 10 to 13 years. If you go beyond that without a water softener and it's working for you, then, you know, it's your what they call on borrowed time. Eventually it's going to go. But look, you got another 5 years off the 13 or 4 years. But as far as that goes, mine's 22 years old. I have a water softener and I'll probably get another 8 to 10 out of it as long as the valve and thermostat doesn't eventually wear out. And that's what would happen to mine because the water softener, the tank would be fine. But when the gas valve or thermostat goes, It's so much to get the replacement part. If you can get it, then you end up getting a new water heater. So, you know, but I don't drain it. And if you really are wanting to have a water softener that you don't have to drain for any reason because you want the water to be real clean in it so you can drink it, then a water softener you have to put on at the beginning.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you answering my question. You have a good day.
All right, brother. Thank you, David. Now, you get a lot of different ideas and comments about that, and that's fine. But if to drain a water heater once a year, within 3 years, it's going to be so much stuff in the bottom, you can't get it all out. So if you can't get all that stuff out, what's the point? You can get some of it will come out. You'll get some little white silt coming out of there. And, you know, you think you did a good job, but it really there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that starts to harden and starts to calcify and get really hard and nasty. And if you ever cut and there's rust and there's all kinds of chemicals and stuff in there, anode rods that start to deteriorate over time. So if you ever cut a water heater in half, you realize that draining it is not going to help a lot because it's like going into the, what was the cave in New Mexico I went into with my dad once he took me over there? Anyway, Carlsbad Caverns, and you're seeing all these stalactites and stalagmites and all this stuff. That's what it starts to look like in a water heater. It might be beautiful when you're walking down the cave, and it was a very fun trip with my dad when I was young, but it's not something I would want to be have my water heater on a miniature scale look like that. That's just not good. All right, you guys, Dan, Bill, you hang on. We're going to get right to you. I'm going to stay on the clock the best I can today. I'm actually doing pretty good today, so let's see how long I can take it through without making a mess of it. Gulf Coast Windows, I know, is on a lot of people's minds because we had our first cold wave. How's that? It's like a heat wave. Cold wave. And a lot of people last week I had a few calls on it. They were uncomfortable. Tom, I stand in front of my windows. I can feel the air coming through. Well, you really can't feel air coming through, but I'll just give a little twist on it. You can feel the air moving all over your body and have a draft. Heck yeah. Absolutely, because the old inefficient windows will create what we call a heat suction or what is it called? Anyway, where the heat is leaving the home on those areas very quickly because of the fact that the glass is not efficient. It's very cold outside, and the heat wants to transfer out to the cold through conductive heat transfer. And so it's like a heat sink. It's just, boom, it's leaving. And so what happens when heat leaves the air drops. And then the other hotter air that's in the room that's moving that way is going up. So all of a sudden, I want you to picture a conveyor belt going up and down and around, in front of a window. And that's what you're feeling. And it is uncomfortable. You're absolutely right. It's just not coming through the glass. So the fact of the matter is, energy efficient windows are going to make you feel more comfortable. Now I want you to put that on the other side. What if it's summertime? No, you don't feel it in the summertime. In the summertime, you'd have to actually have to stand outside and see if you could feel it. But when you have natural breezes and stuff, you're not going to be able to feel it. But that's actually happening on the outside of the home, and all the heat from the outside is sucking into the inside. And so it's a delta T. It's a heat transfer. It's coming in, conductive heat movement. And so the fact of the matter is windows can stop that. It is a hole in the wall with a little piece of glass, but if you put double-pane windows with low-E coatings and you change the frames, so the frames are efficient too, you can get into vinyl frames, you can get into frames with thermal breaks like the aluminum frames, all these windows are available at Gulf Coast Windows, and you're more comfortable, and you save on your energy bill. Now, you also have some other things. They're much more quiet. How many of you are complaining about the fireworks and stuff over the holidays and the dogs freaking out? Well, it does help. Now, hopefully you don't have fireworks all the time and gunfire. This is in Chicago. But as far as that goes, you still get drop down all the car noises and airplane noises and whatever else you got in your neighborhood. I have airplanes that fly over my home. The windows have helped tremendously. I don't hear them anymore. I used to when I first got here, open the windows, you could hear the airplanes like crazy in the morning. It would wake you up, but I get up at 4 in the morning anyway, so it doesn't bother me. It bothered everybody else. But as far as that goes, the Gulf Coast Windows can solve those problems. Here's another thing people don't realize is security. People have a harder time breaking in new windows because they have better locking mechanisms, and they're just harder to get through. And as anybody can tell you, a criminal is going to go and rob somebody or rob or steal something where it's easiest and they have least problems. And so they're just going to go next door. That's all. It's a shame. Your neighbor should get new windows, too, and call Gulf Coast Windows 713-849-5454. That's 713-849-5454. For the best warranties, best install, and best selection, it's Gulf Coast Windows.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Today is Elvis's birthday. I'm reading that here. I saw that somewhere, and I see Chad wrote it down here. He would have been 87 years old. Well, let's see here. Let's talk to Dan. Dan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding an outdoor concrete walkway. My mother-in-law, who uses a walker anytime that she goes outside, has a house that was built in the 60s, and it's got a walkway, an outdoor walkway that's about 35 foot long. When you step out the front door, you step on the walkway, and then it goes about 35 foot in length on the front side of the house. It's protected from the weather by the front of the house, and also has an overhang from the house itself, but it's not protected from the weather on the street side of the house. So my question is, particularly, again, she uses the walker anytime she goes outside. This concrete is extremely slick when it gets wet. We've had some people almost fall from that. And so is there either a covering to increase the friction between the foot and the walkway that can be put down? Or is there some sort of a, for lack of a term, mat that you could put on top of it, taking into account, again, that she uses a walker? So,
no, I think you have two options here. One would be a tile coating, some kind of outdoor tile that has a grit to it. That would keep it slip resistant. Or one of the new coatings they have out there, they can put a coating on it. You can make it look real nice, but it'll have a texture to it. I did my whole front sidewalk and my stoop in front of my home, because it had such a slick finish, and it came out real nice. It looks like a slate finish, but it is not slippery at all. Wet, dry, doesn't make any difference. It really came out well. So I think there's a couple options there, and I think you should do it for sure if she's out there with a walker.
So are both of these items that you can purchase at one of the box stores or what?
No, the coating you'd have to have done professionally. Tile, of course, yeah, if you just want to do a tile coating or, you know, you can buy tile. Just make sure it's slip resistant It's meant for the outdoors, so it has a freeze rating to it. Not that it's really important here in Houston, but just to be careful in case we get a hard freeze, it doesn't crack on you. So there's outdoor tiles that have a grit to it. So it's just like something you'd put in a shower floor where you don't slip in the shower. There's all kinds of choices you have with tiles.
Okay, and which one did you do at your home?
I had a coating done. It wasn't that expensive. Okay. I had the guys do it. It came out great, and it looks like it has little grout with the stone pattern. It's a random stone pattern, and I like it, and everybody seems to like it, and it's not slippery at all. I get it clean once in a while, and I get a new finish put on there once in a while just to make it look nice, but it's something I think you should think about. The slick finish on that concrete is really dangerous. Nobody
right.
should fall, especially when they get older.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. So my one question I would have immediately is, do you see one being better than another for a person that uses a walker?
No. It depends on what you choose with the tile. It's going to be fine. Does a walker have wheels and she kind of rolls with it?
Yes.
Yeah, no, just make sure that the wheels roll over it and whatever, let's say you have someone put a coating, they're going to show you different finishes and show them the walker. Make sure that you pick something that looks nice, that will roll easily. It should be fine. And as far as the tile goes, you'll have to make that determination too. Take a couple tiles home, just see. It should be. I can't imagine it being a problem. You just want them kind of big. You don't want a lot of little grout joints because then it gets bumpy.
Right.
So
right.
You want the bigger tiles, the 16 squares or something like that, 16 inch.
Okay. And I take for granted, go to your website, and there's at least one, if not more, providers for that sort of thing.
For the concrete coatings, I don't have one, but there's a bunch of people out there that advertise all the time. It's pretty common, pretty standard, like Carve Stone. There's a lot of companies out there that do it. You could Google just concrete coatings, and, man, you would get a whole bunch of companies out there you could call and talk to.
Okay.
Okay, and if you want someone to put tile down and you don't want to do it yourself, call Texas Floors. That one I can throw at you, too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, call me, 281-833-3333. Bill, you'll be next. Hang with us. First off, Kiss Generators is on the horizon here. I have to tell you about Kiss Generators. I want to tell you about Kiss Generators. Will change your life. Power goes out. What do you care? You really don't. The power goes out. Oh, whoa! Well, that's right. We don't have to worry anymore. It's 6 seconds, 8 seconds, 10 seconds, 12 seconds. I don't know. It's a little different all the time. Of pure terror. And then all of a sudden, all the lights come back on. And you go, oh, I forgot. I have a generator out there. Because it's not like you use it every day, but it's always there ready to go when you get a Kohler generator from Kiss Generators. And it'll kick up the whole house. It might not do the whole house. You might turn a few things off. But you'll still have air conditioning, you'll still have lights, you'll still have your refrigerator going, you'll still have your computers and your cell phone chargers and all that, no problem. That stuff's easy. Your pool pump will come back on so your pool doesn't turn green if you're out of power for a week. Hopefully you're only out of power for 5 hours, 10 hours, maybe a day. But you won't be one of the people that suffer. Not with a generator from Kiss Generators. Those Kohler generators are fantastic. And I can say firsthand, I have one, and I've had one for many years. And you know what? You do have to maintain them. You do have to get a checkup once to twice a year, usually twice a year. I like to, at least, because I want to make sure that thing is running. I had to go bad. I got lazy once when I was traveling, and I forgot, and it didn't come on, and I freaked out, and it was the battery. But you say, oh, well, it's just the battery. I'll go get a battery. Yeah, you can. But you want it running because when the power goes out, you don't go down to the store and go looking for batteries. You want the thing to come on. You might not even be home. I was away. I was like a million miles away, and my family was suffering, going, Dad, the generator didn't come on. All right, so the fact of the matter is Kiss Generators will help you. Kiss Generators will also service your generator that you haven't had serviced in a lot of years. You don't even know if it works, like a Generac or whatever. I'm not saying that they're bad generators. I'm just saying that you don't know it works because you haven't had it serviced. Have you had the oil changed? Well, I don't need to change oil. It never runs. You know what? You still need to change the oil because it should be testing itself every week. There's a certain amount of hours of runtime, and then you change the oil, you change the oil filter, you change the air filters, depending on the type of unit you have. So call Kiss Generators. They're really nice people, and they will take care of you. To find out more about Kiss Generators and all our certified Home Show pros, just visit homeshowradio.com.
now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
And we continue on with the callers now. 281-833-3333. I hear they put it on the website, so you just have to click on the website and it dials or something. I'm not sure how that all works. But anyway, the new number is being spread amongst the land. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
We just bought some property up in the Waller, Texas area.
Yeah.
It's got an older house on Pierce. It's about 2,200 square feet with three bathrooms, three bedrooms. And I bought the house and climbing under it, looking at it. None of the pipes are insulated. And, go through another freeze like we had last year, I think I'd be in trouble. So anyway, I've got about half of them insulated. It's 3/4 and 1/2 inch PVC Schedule 40.
Yes.
And is there an easier way to handle this problem? Or if you're just going to have cold weather, would it be an alternate way of doing it, just drain all the lines? And
well, you have to drain the lines. You just have to drain the lines. Even if you insulate, insulation doesn't create heat. So if it's freezing outside, it's under a home and it's 9 degrees, I don't care how much insulation. Insulation is going to freeze too. Eventually going to freeze water in there. So you have to, when you get into that cold weather, you have to just drain the water at night if you're going to sleep, or if you're not there, drain the house. You should do that in the wintertime if you leave, if this is a weekend home. I'm not sure what your plans are. But the insulation will help on milder times, but do not rely on it as being the end-all. It is not.
Yeah, I mean, when you get down to where it splits off one to the bathrooms, I mean, it's like an octopus under there. It's almost
You know what? Find the lowest spot and just cut the PVC and glue in a T-fitting and put a hose bib. Just have the pipe go down a little, about 6 inches down, put a hose bib. And then you turn the water off to the house, and you put a couple of those under the house, and you open those hose bibs, and then all that water will drain out through gravity. Just turn on open the faucets and let the water go out. It's easy to drain a house when you have the pipes underneath there. If I had a basement in Lake Placid, it had hose bibs hanging all over. When I wanted to drain the pipes, when I would go away in the wintertime, I just open them up. I'd have to put a hose on the end, drain it to the outside because it's in the basement, but you can just drain it to the ground. Just drain them out. Get the water out of there. And it's real simple underneath the house if you set it up for that. And then you can still insulate. And if you just get mild freezes, it's not a big deal and you're in the house. But when you get a really hard freeze, I don't care if you have PEX. I don't care what you have. You've got to drain the pipes because it's not the pipe. The pipe can freeze all day long. It's the water inside. It'll split the pipe or the joints.
Yeah, I'm not even sure it was even worth. As I'm getting closer to all these bathrooms, there's just so many cuts you got to make and put this insulation on. I don't even know if it's even worth it.
Well, that's probably why somebody didn't do it. And let's face it. Let's say you have a freeze and you don't do anything. And all of a sudden up underneath there, one of those little PVC pipes splits. And when the thing thaws out, you say, oh, I got a leak under the house. What's the big deal? You keep some PVC and glue and some fittings around and you go ahead and fix it pretty quick. Yeah. And boom, you're done, man. Everybody else is complaining because they're looking for copper and looking for plumbers and tearing walls open, and you just glued a piece of pipe on there and it's fine.
Okay. Well, I guess that's my only question.
All right. You have a few routes to go, but remember, if you can drain your pipes, you'll probably avoid those problems every time, and you know when the freezes come. It's not like a tsunami where it just shows up. You have time to prepare.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
All right, brother.
It.
We'll see you. And you cannot – insulation does not create heat. People insulate their garage. They say it's going to keep it cooler. It's not. Unless you cool the air inside, then it'll keep it more efficient. It will make a barrier between the outside and the inside. But in a garage, if you don't cool it in the summer and you say, I'm going to insulate, it'll stay cooler in the summer. It will not. It'll get heat in there eventually. It'll take a little while to heat up, maybe a little bit longer if you didn't have it. But then it's going to hold the heat in because the heat can't get out when the sun goes down. So it actually stays hotter longer. With a pipe, you can insulate a pipe and you can keep putting insulation on there. It'll give you a time, change your delta T on there a little bit and make the time go longer before it eventually freezes, but it will eventually freeze. Now, you go to some places and you can get heat strips, and you just wrap it around the pipe, and it plugs into a power source, and it creates a little heater that will come on, and you can, you know, generate heat that way. A lot of people open their cabinet doors. You've heard that underneath the cabinets in the kitchen and whatnot. That lets the heat go under the cabinets. It heats up the stops and the pipes that are exposed in, underneath the cabinet, which transfers heat down line a little bit. So it keeps the pipes from freezing right behind the cabinets and the walls and stuff, just because the heat will transfer down the pipes and through the water. But it's not going to do it outside, because insulation just gives you time. It is not going to stop it unless it's just a mild. Depends how much time you need. That's why I tell people, when we get these freezes, and they made these big mistakes on the news. In fact, I got a little comment from one of they actually thanked me for bringing up on the air. They keep telling you about the feels like temperature. It's going to be 16 degrees. It's going to be 9 degrees. And everybody freaks out. And I'm thinking, why are they freaking people out? Pipes don't feel like. Pipes, if it's 32, it's 32. If it's 40, it's 40. So they start giving you this thing about preparing your home on the news. And at the same time, they give you feel like temperature behind them on the screen. And it's freaking people out. Don't let them do that to you. And you also have to know if it's going to reach 32 degrees, for instance. It's going to freeze. We're going to be down into the 29 to 32 degrees. You'll hear that in the news, right? And this is real temperature, not feels like. Then how long? Is it going to be 40 minutes? Is it going to be an hour and a half? Or is it going to be 12 or 15 hours? So you have this time lag you have to think of, too. If it's going to reach 32 degrees or 30 degrees or 29 or even 25 degrees, and it's only going to be for like till from 4 in the morning till when the sun starts to come up for an hour and a half or 2 hours, it's not a big deal. It has to be a long period of time. You're not just cooling a beer off so you can drink it. Try freezing one. It's going to take a few hours to freeze a beer can in your freezer. And that's 0 degrees. Your freezer should be zero. So anyway, you've got to look at those factors. All right? All right, Bob, you're going to be next. Hold on. Mueller Steel Buildings is first, though. Mueller Steel Buildings is a company you go to. And I had this conversation with someone yesterday. It was actually my doctor. And I said, he wants to talk about a barn dominium. And then he said, well, I looked into him and I went to Mueller Steel Buildings, and I said, and they said, oh, this stuff was great. It's fantastic. Everything they do is wonderful. Then he goes, and this is a doctor, right? Oh, but I was just thinking, you know, I'm just going to get like a cheap FEMA trailer. I said, well, don't go to Mueller Steel Buildings if you want a cheap FEMA trailer, doc. So he said, yeah, if you know anybody has like an old trailer that's just falling apart, that's what I want. I said, well, you went to the wrong place. Now, you want a really nice house, a really nice building, something that you can be proud of, you go to Mueller Steel Buildings. It was a funny conversation, but it made me think, yeah, you know, you don't go to a certified home show pro because you want a FEMA trailer. You go there because you want something nice, something spectacular, something you want. That doesn't mean they're super overpriced. That means they're competitive in that category. And the category for my listeners is a good category. I know you guys, most people don't care about their homes, but the few people that listen to the show, we have a good audience, you guys care. So that's why I want you to go to Mueller Steel Buildings. And for steel roofing, they'll set you up with the perfect package. So either way, you win. Mueller Steel Buildings, they have 33 sales and service locations around the state of Texas. Everything is American-made. I want you to know that the quality of American-made products cannot be beat anywhere in the entire world. It's just the bottom line. And they've been like that for almost 100 years, made right here in the United States. Mueller Steel Buildings. So what you want to do around here in the Houston area, you have an outlet in Conroe, Rosenberg, Bryan College Station, and Orange. Those are the four locations around here. And they are big locations, but you can work with them remotely online and design your building in a 3D design right on your computer with their help, too. So either way, you're going to win when you go to Mueller Steel Buildings.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
You know I can be found. I sit home all alone. If you can't come around.
281-833-3333. Call me. We'll talk. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning. As I was listening to your comments about insulation, I thought to myself, it reminded me of sitting in engineering school in the thermodynamics class.
Oh, gosh, I don't want to bore you. I'm sorry. I sat through a lot of engineering classes for structure.
You're spot on, yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
thank you.
I got a question about vinyl flooring.
Sir.
We are contemplating replacing some carpet in a couple of rooms. with you know, this, what, the luxury vinyl product or planks.
Yeah.
And I'm questioning the transition. We enter the room, each of the rooms from a travertine tile, which is a half inch thick, and I think virtually all of the vinyl products we've seen is a quarter inch.
Right.
And I'm wondering, how is there a simple solution to the gap, if you will?
Yeah, when you enter the rooms, you're entering through a doorway of some sort, I
yes,
take it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have a transition, a threshold that you're going to put across there. Your feet will naturally, as you step through one to the other, will naturally, because it's, you have the sight line, your body naturally will just step down or step up, and you won't feel the difference. But it'll be a threshold. Usually they're made out of wood.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you can do different types of things when you go to the floor companies and talk to them. It doesn't have to be thick. All it is when you go through a doorway, it's not a problem. If you have just in the middle of a room, when you have something like that, people start tripping all the time. It's amazing the difference just going through a doorway, what that makes. It doesn't have to be a small doorway. It can be a big opening, a cased opening. It's fine.
Well, yeah, that's my concern, because the I've been on floors. I travel a fair amount. I've been on floors where, you know, where there's a quarter inch difference between, you know, levels of drawers, you know, floors when you walk into a room. I've tripped on those in the past, and I'm a little bit apprehensive about, you know, having that in our house here. Can you put a subfloor under a vinyl floor?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be really recommended. You can talk to the floor people.
Yeah,
you're talking about such a little amount, a quarter inch or less is not a big deal. And to put something down that won't, I wouldn't use a plywood, it's too thin and it'll delaminate. So I'm not sure what else they're going to have for you. You can talk to them about it. But yeah, I think you're overthinking it. I think it naturally, that the way it would be handled would be a threshold. And I think your body will naturally adjust, because that's what it does. So I understand that you might have tripped in other places. And I've walked across a room and there's just a little tiny nail or something in one of my shops, it just catches your foot and you go down. You can't even see the dang thing, but
yeah,
it'll take a 200-pound man down quickly. But usually when it's real noticeable, your mind, your eyes, your body, just like going up steps, you just don't keep walking flat. You naturally just keep stepping up.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think it's going to be fine, and I think it'll be really nice. And it's a good transition from stone to the vinyl, I think, will look good.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, I appreciate it.
Thank All right, Bob, thanks.
Much.
You bet.
Bye.
281-833-3333. Let's talk to Justin. Justin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Awesome. Hey, man, I've listened to your show for years. I've really enjoyed all the information you put out there for all of us homeowners.
Thank you.
What I have at my house is I have a project outside, a patio addition, roof ceiling on it. And when they painted it, it didn't look right. Like, it shows every little splinter and crack in the wood. But then I was, I suggested caulking the grooves and then just putting a coat of paint on. They wanted me to sign some waiver or something for caulking the grooves, saying that's not what you do. Can you elaborate on
that? So on your ceiling? This is the ceiling we're talking about on the overhang, right?
On the patio, yes, sir.
Okay, and is it done out of plywood?
It's pine. It is pine wood.
Okay, is it planks?
It is planks, yes, sir.
Okay, and where are you find the planks? They go together, or are they just butted together, or do they have a tongue and groove to them?
They do have a tongue and groove to them.
Oh, and
yes,
you don't like the way the tongue
together,
and grooves go together?
They're cut to fit.
Yeah, but you don't like the way the tongue and groove goes together?
It doesn't look right with the paint. Now, I just suggested putting caulk in the grooves and paint
it
over it.
It won't look good. Yeah, to caulk it and to where you couldn't see it, and you want a smooth ceiling. If you're looking for a smooth ceiling, you went with the wrong product. Are you looking for a nice smooth look?
Oh, no, sir. Like, we like the lines. We like how it looks. We wanted the lines in there, but with I don't know. There's a lot of inconsistency in the grooves, and it shows everywhere, like a tongue is cracked or something like that. It really shows with the white paint on it. Like, normally they say they normally stain them, but because of the quality of the work, we're like, I don't think we can stain this one. But now that it's gotten painted, it really highlights every defect in the wood. And
is
so,
it a, is the paint
I didn't
real
know what the
Well, hold on. Is the paint real shiny?
Some painters say, yes, you're supposed to caulk it, all the grooves, and some painters say, no, you're not supposed to caulk it.
Well, usually you don't, because the grooves are meant to expand and contract. So when you have a tongue and groove, the tongue is supposed to move in and out. And that's why I usually don't paint them, because when they shrink and they move out a little bit, it shows it really a strong line. And then when it swells back up during the rainy season, the lines get smaller. But with the paint, is it a shiny paint?
It's no, sir. It does have a little bit of a satin finish to it.
Yeah, I would probably have gone with a flatter look. That will help some. But if you have some big cracks where the wood's actually cracked, you can fill those. But I would not caulk all those tongue and grooves. No.
On a new project, would you expect them to catch that when they put them up there, like the split
wood?
I
mean,
you've
got it. You'll notice real bad. It sounds to me, and I'm not there, I can't look at it, so Justin, bear with me. But it sounds to me like the quality of the lumber they got was really lousy, and they just put it up. They didn't what we call cull through it, take a look at the good stuff, throw away the bad stuff, send the bad stuff back. It's what I would do when I used to build homes. We'd pile it up nice and neat and clean for them and say, come get it, and then they would either bring me out some better stuff, or sometimes when the trucks came, if I saw it on the truck, I said, no, don't even dump that. Take that back and let's rethink this. Because if you can't get good lumber, then do something else. So where it looks good. But it sounds to me like it was just the quality of what they sent the people, and they just put
so
it
the,
up because
the contractor
it was there.
Has no problem pulling it down and getting it, because I was talking to him about, well, if we're not going to caulk the groove, have to replace all the ones that are cracked and stuff like that. We can't have it. And,
are there
and
lots?
They agreed to do that, so I'm not worried.
Yeah,
about
the other thing, the other thing you
forward,
could
like when understand. They get this next ceiling back up there. I was concerned about the caulk, not caulking those grooves. Like
I don't think you'd caulk. I wouldn't caulk the grooves. Anytime you start caulking something, it looks bad. The paint starts to deteriorate around the caulk. Down the road, it's just going to look really like everything was caulked and patched. But the other thing I want you to think about real quick is you can get some real nice finished wood that's very thin, like 3/8, tongue and groove. And you might want to put a new ceiling on top of that old one if there's so much work to replace the bad ones. And just put a real thin layer of really nice finished product on that and just leave that where it is. That's up to you. I can't determine what would be better. So, you know, you have some options of covering it, because it could sure go a lot faster if y'all kind of make a deal on the material. Those guys can probably go really fast with new material.
Yes, sir. I agree. All righty. Well, I appreciate the information today, Tom.
All right, Justin. Good luck. And I was going to say this to anybody out there. If you want a really smooth ceiling in a patio, it's possible. I have them on mine and 22 years now, but there's what's called exterior gypsum. It's a different type of gypsum board, and you can put them on ceilings. As long as they're not directly hit by the weather, it handles all the dew and everything fine. And, man, my ceilings look nice and smooth in my patios. And like I say, it's been 22, 25 years now, and they're still looking fantastic. You paint them and wash them once in a while. You got to get the mud dauber stuff off and everything, but they clean up nice. It's a different type of product than you would use on the inside of a house. All right, let's continue on here. Susan, hang loose. You're next. And then Steve. But Circle Saw comes up first, because I have to stay on this clock that constantly beats in my face. Click, click, click. I shouldn't say beat. That's a bad word. It clicks. It moves. Time does move. You can't get that back. I'm wasting it right now by not telling you about the best tool place in town, and that is Circle Saw. Circle Saw has been around since the 50s, helping contractors and homeowners and industrial complexes, manufacturing facilities. You can just go on school systems with all their shops and training facilities. They handle tools. They service them. They are experts in finding the right tool for the right job. They also take care of gas-powered tools. If you have chainsaws or blowers or whatever and they weren't working, don't throw them away. Go take them over there and see if they can get them running for you, get them fixed. They can. In most cases, if they can't, they'll tell you. They're not going to waste your money or your time. saw blades to be resharpened. The old days, we used to take boxes of them down there and say, here, they'll go through them. They'll say, this one you can't sharpen. This one we can sharpen. Nope, yes, nope, yes. And then give you back. Maybe out of 20, you get 6 or 7 back sharpened, and they're brand new again. So, and a lot cheaper than going out and buying them. In the old days, people didn't go buy new saw blades every time they pulled the saw out. It depends on what you're doing. For a lot of you, you keep saw blades, you used them a little bit, you put them in the garage, 2 years later, you pull them out, they got all rust and stuff on there. Take them over there. They'll sharpen them back up, clean them up, and then give them back to you. And you really didn't use that saw blade that much. They can get a lot more use out of it. You just don't use it that much. That is Circle Saw. And when you have a specialty project coming up, you want to cut paneling and stuff and whatever the case may be, go see them. They have tools that you don't know exist that can make your job so much easier. And that goes for you guys in the business, too. Circle Saw, located 2510 Ella Boulevard, just south of Loop 610 North. Visit them anytime you want when they're open. If you go when they're closed, you're probably breaking the law. That's Circle Saw.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Overhead Door Company of Houston. Replacement and repairs, any door, any opener, any time. Cutting edge tile removal, certified dust-free tile removal with no messy cleanup.
U.S. Pool Builder, building your custom backyard oasis so you can relax, retreat, revive.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And like I mentioned, Susan is next, so let's talk to Susan. Susan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I've got a question about my heater. I had a man come out a couple of weeks ago and just give it a checkup, and he said that I have got a weak blower capacitor. Am I saying that correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, and the reading on there was 7.6.
Didn't you have him replace it?
Apparently
not. Okay, I replace mine all the time. When I find a weak one on my checkups, I tell the guys, put the new one in. Just replace it. When they come out and they tell you that, you might want to, if you can, you might want to consider doing that. It save you a trip and another trip charge when they come out. Just get them replaced because they go bad all the time. And what happens is when it starts to stress, it'll just go out. And all of a sudden, you're going to be without heat or you'll be without air conditioning, whatever it might be. So capacitors are something that you just replace once in a while. When they start to, we call it burn up, or they start to get weak, then you just, all it does is control the motor. It just makes sure the motor turns on and off and keep it simple. But, yeah, you should just have them replace it when they go weak. If they come in and tell you I always tell the guys, just replace it.
Okay, so that is a bad one if it's 7.6 then.
If it's going weak, yeah. They're all different, I can't imagine anybody lying to you about that. That's not that's not a big ticket item. Now, if he came out and said, your capacitor's bad, you need a whole brand new air conditioning system for $18,000, and I'm going, I don't think so, okay? Because the capacitors can be 20 to 40 bucks, and then, you know, might have to go get it and stuff, so there'll be extra charges on it, and there'll be fair charges, but it's a lot cheaper than a new system. Now, if they try to sell you a new system on it, then they're pulling your leg. But, yeah, it still works. They'll still work for a while. They're on any kind of motor. They could be on a pool pump motor. The capacitors are on motors. But they do eventually, when they go, they don't give you any warning unless you keep up on them with your checkups and know they're starting to get weak. And so then they just go all of a sudden. It's nothing's working and you're without.
Okay. Well, I wanted to kind of check with you first because I didn't know if that was a low number or,
don't get caught up in the numbers, because all capacitors run at different, let's say you have different numbers. But when you're having a checkup done and somebody, they always will check the capacitors. If they're doing the checkup, they're going to check all the amperages and stuff going through the unit. And if they come out to you and say, hey, yeah, everything's looking good, but you got a couple of capacitors that are kind of weak, just make it put on your list of things to just tell them, yeah, go ahead and replace them now while you're out here and save me a trip charge, because you don't want them to just go out on you, because then you get really frustrated. You come home from work, nothing's working. It's a Sunday, you got guests coming over, whatever the case may be. It's never a convenient time.
Okay. And that works the heater and AC.
Well, that one's working your blower motor, isn't it? Would you say it was?
Uh-huh, it was the blower.
Yeah. Yeah, so all of a sudden your blower won't go on. Your motor won't start up.
But you're saying it works the heater and the AC, correct?
Yeah, you got to blow the air.
Okay, I see what
you're
saying.
Everything else can work, but if you're not blowing air through the system, it's just not going to, nothing's going to happen for you. Yeah, every motor that you have on anything, even a starter motors on cars, they all have a type of capacitor. The capacitors are on every motor. Some are built in, uh-huh. Some are two-piece units on these systems. You can replace a capacitor without replacing the motor, but every motor has to have that capacitor to start up.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. It's not a big deal. It happens all the time. Don't get too concerned about it. And just move on with it. All right, Steve, hold on a minute. We're catching the top of this hour here. Mike Ball, Irrigation Landscaping Lighting, is an incredibly important company you're going to want to know, especially if you have drainage problems. And we get a multitude from all over the country, actually. But I can't refer them to Mike Ball on that case if they're out of the city of Houston area. But I do hear is you don't handle drainage. We had a question yesterday, or was it? No, Thursday is when Charlie and I got together. And it was about a gentleman or a family, whatever, in Meyerland. And their garage fills with water. It's an older neighborhood, and it's like a 67 home. And, you know, Meyerland's notorious for changing its topography so much with all the flooding and everything. And everybody else building higher, and the water has nowhere to go. So now it's going in places it didn't go before. But the fact of the matter is, he's just asking me, how do you seal the outside of a garage? You can't. You don't seal a house. A house is not a boat. You don't turn it over and put it in the ocean. It's not going to float. It's going to sink quickly. You have to deal with drainage. You have to keep the water away from the structure, away from the garage, away from the house, away from whatever. You have to move water away, and you have to move it as quickly as it's coming down. So you can imagine in Houston, you better have a really good drainage system. That's just one of the many things that they do at Mike Ball, irrigation, landscaping, and lighting. Irrigation and drainage are all hand in hand. They're licensed by the state of Texas to handle sprinkler systems, drainage systems. And it usually has, you always have to do that when you're landscaping your yard. So they come in and they do the full scope of plan, the full scope of the work, and create a plan for you. That you have all the different levels and the beautiful spaces, and you extend your house outside there. We've had some beautiful weather to go outside lately. Today's a little cloudy, but it's supposed to rain. But I've been home for 3 weeks here in Houston. I'm going back to Brownsville on Tuesday to get back to work down there on the border. And, the weather here has just been outstanding. I've been spending a lot of time outside in my backyard because I've got it all landscaped and nice and everything, and I like it. I've got areas out there where I can sit and eat and do all kinds of stuff. You can have the same thing with a call to Mike Ball. That's right, because Mike Ball does it all. Ha-ha! So Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting, our certified Home Show Pro of setting your house up in a beautiful setting on the outside. In other words, you can extend, you don't have to pay extra taxes for this, by the way, you can extend the usability of your home in square footage and everything by creating beautiful outdoor spaces with the help and a call to Mike Ball.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.